Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Well, it's a special Sunday as we are celebrating 25 years of Mega Kids Club. And I'm here with a man himself, Matthew Morgan, just before the start of a kids club. It's quite quiet in the church at the moment.
Well, precisely 30 seconds maybe before our teenagers arrive from school. It's 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon and we're away to start the process of what becomes Mega Kids Club on a Friday.
Maybe tell the folks who are watching, what does that look like between 3 o'clock and when the kids finally arrive and everybody's in the room?
Well, it doesn't start at 3, it starts at 3 with the team, but it's process has started already midweek. We've created a programme we're doing on a Friday that has been distributed to those who are teaching, those who are taking part, those who need to learn things. I've already been in 4 schools today on a Friday. I've done another 3 schools this week. So actually, it's been 7 schools this week. So we had a very, very busy week, and that is all part of the Friday experience because it reminds the kids to come, and it puts Jesus into the schools, which is brilliant. But when it comes to 3 o'clock on a Friday, it means that we come into church and we start stripping down the church setup and making enough space and capacity for the kids, which does mean removing all of the chairs. We've now found there's no room to have all the kids seated, which is an incredible problem that comes with its own set of pluses and minuses. And the kids are not as comfortable on the floor, but they're also used to sitting on the floor in school. But at 3 o'clock, the junior helpers arrive in the hall, and they're literally, usually without being prompted, start doing the process. They'll dump their bags, and they'll start removing the chairs. They'll start pulling what is a very full room of Kids Club gear out, and we start building 4 tuck shops. We start taping floors for zones. We start the production and media start to install all the programs, and the lights get programmed, and everything begins to happen at this stage.
So the kids have been at school all day, they leave school, head straight for the church, and start setting up for the primary age kids that are going to come in later on in the service. That's incredible. So Matthew, 25 years.
Yeah.
How do you keep it so fresh in the sense that when you are explaining God's love to these kids, you've done that so many times now, how can you keep it so engaging and so fresh in your, I guess, your own unique way?
I guess the first reason is they keep turning up. And that in itself, in demand, is we've always said that if we don't put a program on for them, they'll put a program on for us. So we've never allowed that to happen. So we've always had to be 3 steps ahead, sometimes only 1 step ahead. But it always staggers me because of the Bible and how you can read a scripture and it can be taken 700 different ways depending on how the revelation is given to you. When you read it and you can hear a sermon and go off, I've never heard the Bible explained that way in that verse, and I guess there's so much in there that the creativity will never run out because our God is so ginormous and huge. We've probably not even scratched the surface of the knowledge, but the drive in me and the calling in me to tell these kids about God has never dampened, never weakened, and I've never lost that passion in wanting to tell these children about Jesus. I never grew up wanting to be a children's minister. It wasn't a goal. I grew up wanting to serve Jesus.
Yeah.
I knew I wanted to spend my life doing something. I didn't know what that looked like growing up, but it was only as we started the club, everything just went boom.
Wow.
This is my calling.
And that was 25 years ago, and Jennifer, yourself, and so many other the team have been, some of the team have been here since pretty much since inception. So it's quite a long time to be serving. You were telling me earlier that one of the junior leaders has now got kids and came back to help. One of the first junior leaders. So as you look back over 25 years, what's the standout moment for you? that you look back and that always a sense of maybe satisfaction or just something you go, we did that. That was, well, God helped us to do that. That was awesome.
Well, this is a short video, so we haven't got time to unpack all of them. But the moments where you get a revelation of the child's life and you realise that you're not just doing it for fun. I used to do buses, and they're the best part of kids club because they're where you learn their names, and they just, children unpack their life to you. So you'll be sitting on a bus and they'll just start telling you their life story. And I remember being on a bus once, and the child just starts telling me that they don't live at home and they don't have a mum and dad, and you're just, the stuff they were sharing blew my mind.
Yeah.
And that we were able to tell them at the club all about this Father in heaven who loves them no matter what, whether they've been abandoned, whether they feel abandoned. And we just, at days like that where God sometimes gives you a glimpse into their lives of what impact you can be making into their world. The nights with their salvation are always incredible for us. We're able to share the gospel. We do that maybe 3 or 4 times a year. We don't want to make it a habit that this is what we do at this part of the week. We put our hands up and everybody does that. But we're intentional. We pray over these nights. The team all know where we're going. And we never get 100% response. And that to me is important.
Yeah.
Because it means that some kids are not ready yet.
Yeah.
Some kids are like, it's not for me. But then we get those who do that, and children may get put their hand up 3 or 4 times just to make sure, and that is completely okay, and that's the special moments. But just knowing that what we do is going into these kids, they're just at this age, they're soaking little sponges, and we are teaching them God's word and direction and challenge for their life. And there have been moments and events that have happened over the years. We did the Kids in the Park programs with many other clubs, and it was such an incredible joint effort with many other churches. And it's not often that churches all get together on the same page without an agenda. It was just to reach kids. And we've had miracles after miracles where we're running short on finance, and to the pound, money's arrived in our bank account. Well, I didn't know people had that information.
It's amazing just how God's faithfulness through the years,
yes,
and how people's generosity has helped to reach so many kids in our community. 25 years, I mean, it's thousands. It's thousands of kids that have been impacted by this. And kids are precious. Even just if you're in this room on a Friday night, so many kids come from all different backgrounds. It's hard not for your heart to be touched.
Yeah.
And to think that they're in God's house and they're being loved and they're having an opportunity to find Jesus for themselves. So 25 years passed.
Yeah.
But then looking into the future, Matthew, you know, what's your faith goal? What's your aspiration? What's in your heart as you look ahead into the future?
Well, I think if we'd started and planned, right, we're going to do this for 25 years, A, we probably wouldn't have started, and B, that's a ridiculous amount of time for anything. But we're now able to do something that people come in and go, wow, that is an incredible production. But because we've done it, we've been doing it for so long, we're able now to make little tweaks.
Yeah.
So every week we aim to get something a little bit better. So 25 years of practice, I feel we're just getting a little bit better every week. And looking back, as we've been looking over the last 25 years, and we've produced a video which hopefully you'll see maybe this week and the next few weeks coming up online, that someone says to me, you've not really changed what you've done since day one. Now we present the gospel. I'll do anything to try and get the gospel across. The gospel doesn't change.
Yeah.
And I guess that's why we've not changed. We've got a formula that works. We saw it working. We went around the world and it's proven, and we've done that. But I guess the calling is there. And while people keep having children, the need is still there. And I want to see our town and our nation change for God.
Yeah.
And I know that this is my room that God's given me to look after and to do the best I can with all my ability, and until I guess God says go away, do something else, or someone else is trained up enough to run in their direction with it, we'll keep doing that. But our goals have often come from, I've always had a number of which will maybe hit or maybe won't hit, and I guess that in me, until we hit that number, I'll keep going because I've got that number, but I'm sure that if I hit this number, then God will just give me a bigger number. And so our goal is to move out into other areas. There are people in Hatton and Cruden Bay who say to me all the time, why are you not busing from us? I says, well, as soon as we get the finance, we're on it. So this year we've got a big goal. We're gonna try and fundraise so we can expand what we're doing. But in that, we're at capacity. This building is incredible. It's an incredible building. I love this building. I miss the barn we had for many, many years. But this building works. We're smack by the middle of town. People know us. We're opposite the largest pub in town. And you just see people looking as four coaches arrive, and they're just empty with kids. Amazing. And then they fill up with kids. And there's pandemonium on a Friday night. Don't come down the middle of town unless you're coming to church. Seeing where the next stage is that multiple venues, is that multiple services, is that new venue?
Come on.
We don't know. God's plans are so much bigger than our vision is, but I'm excited. I've still got so much energy in me. I mean, COVID was an interesting time when everything was snatched so viciously from us without warning, and we had a lot of time to go process through that and process hard, process. We were even in family life, Jennifer and the boys, and our entire family life has been ministry.
Yeah.
And it's been a way that my kids have engaged with God.
Good.
And we engage as a family and talk about what we can do to reach kids.
Come on.
And it's special times, even at home with your family, that you can then say, how can we reach children better? And my kids are pushing me on.
Oh, good.
So
come on.
That to me is like, well, they're getting it. They're getting what we're trying to do. We're not just there to entertain. We're there to drive these kids to Jesus.
It's incredible. 25 years, still so passionate, still the person with the vision in your heart, and willing to go and run and keep on going and reaching more people. It's incredible that you send out these buses every week to various different parts of Peterhead and further beyond, Crimond, Mintlinow, alongside Bodham. And primary age kids are coming into this place, and you are putting on a action-packed, fun program about giving kids the truth, the good news, God's love for them. And it's incredible to see, and it's an inspiration. And you, Jennifer, and the whole team are inspiring that you've still got that within you. As you say, 25 years is a long time. But there are greater days ahead as well.
Obviously.
So in a couple of moments, we are going to watch that video, hopefully, of reflecting over the last 25 years. And if you've never been to Mega Kids before, this is going to give you a great idea of what that is like. But it's also an opportunity to reflect and give thanks to God and his faithfulness in this journey. And before we watch that, I'm going to pray for you, Matthew, and just for this Mega Kids special birthday, but looking ahead into the future as well. Father, we thank you for just the initial vision that you placed within the hearts of a small group of people, that for something on a Friday night to reach these kids in our community. And Lord, we look back over these 25 years and we give you praise and we thank you for what you have done. Every life that has been impacted, every leader, junior leader that has served in this roles of reaching these kids, we say thank you, Lord. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that in, not just in this moment, but as we look ahead, we know you are going to continue to be faithful. So, Father, for the children that will gather for the rest of this term and looking ahead into the future, Lord, we pray for each child that they will know they are loved by you, that they will know your love in a real way. Father, we pray for Matthew, for Jennifer, for the whole team. We thank you for them. And we ask your blessing to be upon them, that they, Lord, will be, even in this landmark, that they will all be rejuvenated for the next lap, for the next season, that they'll be ready to go again. So, Father, we realize that this is your doing, that your hand is upon us, and we give you the praise. So, Father, we thank you for all that you've done and all that you will do in the future. In Jesus' name, amen.